stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Image on screen and just zoom into it very, very slowly. Trump posted yesterday on Truth Social the classic image of Jesus in his triumphant robes, the white and the red, coming down to an injured soldier, and in one of his hands he has the flame of life and he's healing him. And you have other soldiers, female soldiers, looking up to him like he's God, and one of them is praying to him. And I noticed in one of the comments, oh, how dare you, that's not really what it is. You need to watch out. He's just a servant of God. No, this is a theme from the White House, from Hegseth, and from Trump's spiritual advisor, the big Pentecostal lady, the evangelical dispensationalist, that he is Jesus. Okay? So here's my deal. I don't like the turn of events with Trump. The Democrats are the enemy. We're opposing them. We need Trump to be good, not bad. This is insane. And to see people defend this stuff, you had Tucker a week ago saying, could he be the Antichrist? I'm like, oh, come on. Well, definitely this is a, let's just say, not a Christian spirit that we see coming into this. Now, listen, I know some of the stuff they post on Truth Social, it's turned out a lot of it's not Trump, okay? I'm not giving him an out. He needs to be clear and say there's only one king, that's King Jesus. He's the Lord and Savior, and explain, you know, we have a lot of fun on Truth Social. He showed himself the Pope and all that stuff. And I get Trump's jokes. You know, Trump came out today and said he may rename the Strait of Hormuz the Trump Strait. Okay? But then, again, we just, with all this background, we can't sit here and accept this. So people are really pissed. And I'll say this. Whoever's pushing this narrative, who's coming up with this messaging, knows this will turn people off to Trump. Okay? Because I don't think Trump came up with this theme, and I've seen at least 10 times last month that he's Jesus out of the White House. I mean, this is crazy. And I told you about the threat escalation letter. That Trump goes in, the Moodles don't fall, they close the strait, he tries to go free it with the blockade, that actually keeps it closed, and then inflation explodes and it kills the recovery plan, which the globalists want, which has now happened. That is the facts. No one can defend him. No one can defend whoever is saying he's Jesus. And that's what this is, so don't deny it. Don't try to gaslight. Trump needs to clarify this right now. And we need to get out of this war and de-escalate right now. They admit that it was Netanyahu calling in, killing the negotiation with Kushner, and killing the peace deal. This is insane.
So that, again, is the latest from Alex Jones responding to a post from Donald Trump on Truth Social in which he depicts himself as Jesus. Pretty obviously, not exactly a subtle post from Donald Trump. And again, Alex Jones is exactly right. We do need desperately to have a champion in the White House. We need Donald Trump to do what's necessary. There's still time. Maybe there might still be time for Trump to pull this out of the fire and actually do something that could not only get us out of the Iran war, maybe achieve some of the promises that he made on the campaign trail, and potentially, maybe, you know, with a miracle or two in tow, we could potentially save the House and the Senate in 2026 from going over to the Democrats and just making everything Trump does a lame duck operation. But we'll see. But we shall see. We'll talk about that. We're going to get into everything that has to do with the Iran war today. But there is also a lot of political news to get into, including Eric Swalwell dropping out of the California governor race because of blackmail, essentially. Also, all of Europe is sort of in an uproar right now, with Ireland on the cusp of all-out civil war. Britain also facing, you know, massive protests over fuel restrictions as a consequence of the Iran war. And I'll say again, like I said yesterday, all of this makes perfect sense if you understand that the ultimate purpose of the war in Iran, it's manifold, But one of the primary ones is as a vector to get to World War III, to finish out the triumvirate, the trilogy that we've been living through, World War I, World War II, to get the UN, all of these sort of incrementally stepping towards globalism, and finally World War III to bring the hammer down, slam the jail cell shut, and create the global prison planet Panopticon that we've been warning about forever. That is where it's going, and I've got videos to show you to prove that that's exactly it. But on the topic of Donald Trump and the insanity of Donald Trump, and that does increasingly seem to be what is on display here. Obviously, on Friday, it was Friday, right? Alex Jones was attacked along with Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Megyn Kelly, Marjorie Taylor Greene by Donald Trump. And it's been a lot of pushback to that. It's flailing and flailing of a failing regime at this point. And we've been warning about this feedback loop for a while now, in which somebody in power like this starts making bad decisions, but everybody around him is afraid to say that they're bad decisions. Anybody who tries to tell him the truth is perceived as an enemy, and you enter into this feedback loop that only ends in disaster, in complete and total disaster, unless somebody can slap him with reality, give him a honest-to-God reality check, and get us back on track. But it's not just the posting memes of himself as Jesus. He's criticizing the Pope, posing himself as Jesus. Of course, on Easter, he's writing praise Allah and threatening to genocide an entire nation. Other people have noticed that this picture was originally posted by somebody else in February of this year, and yet the one Trump put has been altered. And if the crew can bring up that image, this is the one that Donald Trump posted to his Truth Social. And right in the middle, sort of above Trump's head, in the original image, it's just soldiers sort of in heaven with the sun behind them. But this one has some sort of bizarre editing that makes the soldier in the center look like he has wings or maybe a crown, almost like the Statue of Liberty, which, of course, some say is a interpretation of a drawing of a painting of Lucifer. So that is sort of inexplicable, sort of unexplained. And I don't know if the crew can find the original one posted, but the original one just looks like a regular soldier. In this one, I don't know why, but he's got, you know, something strange has been manipulated through AI before being posted. Very strange. But this type of stuff, this type of posting, this type of content is not the only piece of evidence that we are being run by potentially a dangerously egotistical person. Let's go to clip number three here. This is Donald Trump on a Sunday show, sort of talking about some of the decisions he's made during the Iran war. And it's extremely troubling. I think you'll understand why. Yeah, there's the edit right there. So again, why would you edit it like this? What is that even supposed to be? People are showing that it looks like it's Lucifer. Again, it would be a bit overt to do something like this, but then again, maybe that's the point. I don't know. What I do know is that Donald Trump is making decisions that are genuinely insane. So let's go to clip number three here. This is Donald Trump explaining his rationale behind some of the attacks on Iran recently. Let's watch.
We have on this, and you know, as Bibi Netanyahu said, we're the big brother and they're the small brother, and you know, it's been a very effective team. What we've done in a matter of days, within 3-4 days, Iran essentially was wiped out. And it's so sad, though, when the press says they're fighting bravely. They're not fighting bravely. They have no anti-aircraft. We fly over there at will, can take out anything we want. As you know, last week I said we're going to strongly consider knocking out their power plants and the rest of their bridges. We took down their big bridge, but we just did that because we were having good discussions, and they go to the press. They're very good with public relations, much better with public relations than they are at fighting. They go to the press and they say, President Trump said it's okay for us to have a nuclear weapon, when I never even spoke to him. And by the way, that would be the only thing I would never say to them. And they know that.
Right.
And then the New York Times, which is a fake.
So that's Donald Trump saying a bunch of stuff that just none of it makes any sense, to be quite honest with you. He's talking about, yeah, we wiped out Iran in 3 days. Okay, we're, I mean, how long? We need to count up here. What is it, 50 days, 45 days of war? We were done in the first 3 days. We've just been having fun the last 42. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. Talking about Iran, or talking about Israel and America like a big brother and a little brother. Like, not really. No, it's more like big brother and some dude that takes advantage of and hurts the brother. We are not brothers. What are you talking about? But all of that is minor to the real claim he just made, which was that they blew up Iran's quote-unquote big bridge because he was embarrassed by the press. What? What are you talking about? He literally just said, yeah, we blew up their big bridge because, you know, they went on in the press and said that I told them they could have a nuclear weapon when I didn't. And so you blew up a bridge. Well, what are you talking about? What are we talking about here? The chaos, the deception, the mismanagement, the just utter and relentless failure that this entire Iran war represents. It's not even a matter of, are you on our side or are you on their side? It's like, if I agreed with absolutely every goal of the Iran war, I'd be pissed. And I'd be basically against the Iran war. Right? If I actually thought that Iran was this big, dangerous, you know, enemy that must be destroyed, it's like, then this was the worst way to do it. You're not doing it. If I thought we were in a civilizational conflict with Islam, that this was the great, you know, conflict between Christianity and Islam, the crusade, it's like, then you're doing it wrong. You're doing it very wrong. Again, we just have endless headlines to tell you that. So I just want to make that point that, like, people misconstrue this. I don't know what goes on in their mind, but they take somebody like me presenting a unbiased, factual reading of how things stand right now and say, this is not going well. We are not winning. This was not a good idea. We are being screwed by Israel, and Iran has essentially got us in checkmate. And people have the idea that that makes me an Iran supporter, or that I somehow hate America. Again, I don't even understand what they're talking about. But just to clarify, I want America to do well, which is why I'm against the war in Iran. I don't want China to become our equal on the world stage as we become a multipolar world order. But that's exactly what's happening as a consequence of the Iran war. So stop letting people who do not have your best interests in mind trick you into thinking that this has anything to do with the benefit of America, the American people, Donald Trump. I mean, it's just, it's all designed almost exclusively to destroy America and destroy Western Europe. And I'll explain exactly why this is so dangerous here in just a second. Oil tops $100, safe haven dollar gains as U.S. moves to blockade Iran. Just wild. U.S. gas prices set to climb on Trump's naval blockade. Iran and the U.S. were inches away from a deal in Pakistan, Iraqchi reveals, as he says what stalled the negotiations. Talk between Iran and the U.S. in Islamabad ended without a deal, despite being quote-unquote inches away. Disputes over nuclear limits and U.S. demands stalled progress, while Pakistan urged both sides to maintain the ceasefire and continue dialogue. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi on Sunday said that Tehran had been inches away from a deal with Washington during weekend talks with the United States and Pakistan's Islamabad. He accused the U.S. of, quote, maximalist shifting goalposts and blockade. But when just inches away from an agreement in Islamabad, quote, we engaged maximalism, shifting goalposts, and blockade. Iran engaged the U.S. in good faith to end war, he said in a post on X. Araghchi also wrote that in intensive talks at highest level in 47 years, Iran engaged with U.S. in good faith to end the war. But when just inches away, we encountered maximalism, shifting goalposts, and blockade. Zero lessons earned. Goodwill begets goodwill. Enmity begets enmity. Iran President Pezeshkian echoed similar statements and wrote on X, if the American government abandons its totalitarianism and respects the rights of the Iranian nation, ways to reach an agreement will certainly be found. I commend the members of the negotiating team, especially Dr. Kalibaf, says God give you strength. So So apparently, we are on the cusp. It seems like we constantly find ourselves on the cusp of an agreement with Iran, on the verge of peace, and we just pull away at the last second. And it seems to happen over and over again, and it seems to usually be at the behest of, or as a consequence of, engagement by Israel. Barak Ravid on X, who is known widely as the Israeli Mossad stenographer, says, Netanyahu at cabinet meeting, quote, I spoke yesterday with Vice President J.D. Vance. He called me from his plane on the way back from Islamabad. He reported to me in detail, as this administration does every day, about the development of the negotiations. In this case, the explosion came from the American side, which could negotiate Iran's blatant violation of the agreement to enter the negotiations. The agreement was that they would cease fire and the Iranians would immediately open the gates. They did not do that. The Americans could not accept that. He also made clear to me that the main issue on the agenda for President Trump in the United States is the removal of all enriched material and ensuring that there is no more enrichment in the coming years, and that would be decades. So enrichment within Iran, that is their focus, and of course it is also important to us. So that actually confirms directly what Joe Kent said in his resignation letter about the shifting goalposts imposed by Israel. That, and go watch his interview with me where we detailed this extensively, that forever the agreement had been no nuclear weapons, and that goalpost had been shifted to where the Iranians were telling the Trump administration any enrichment at all means that they're going for a nuclear weapon, so we have to go for zero enrichment. That was a change in policy, a change in demand from the Trump administration that the Iranians never said they'd agree to and doesn't really make a lot of sense. So actually, Joe Kent responded to this statement from, the quote from Benjamin Netanyahu, saying upcoming negotiations will fail if we don't restrain the Israelis and stop giving them access to our decision-making. The Israelis push for zero uranium enrichment because they know it's a poison pill for Iran and will result in the war continuing. Iran has committed to not developing or obtaining nuclear weapons since 2003. A deal can be reached about uranium enrichment levels and monitoring, ending the war and opening the Strait of Hormuz. This can only happen if we treat the Israelis like the junior partner and put our interests first. So again, just sort of doubling down on the statement that he made during his resignation and in the subsequent interviews about the need for us to simply take our own side, ignore the demands or subjugate the demands of Israel to our demands. Pretty simple. But that apparently is not what happened. And again, the suspicion is, and the rumor is, that they were on the cusp when a phone call from Benjamin Netanyahu, he says, oh yeah, J.D. Vance gave me a call on the plane on the ride away. Oh, okay. Right. So you didn't call him maybe during the negotiations. We weren't maybe on the cusp of an agreement when you swept in either with blackmail or some sort of other pressure point to scuttle the ceasefire talks that America really wants, J.D. Vance really wants, the American people really want, Iran seems to want, but that Israel doesn't want. This was all coincidence, you're telling me? I don't believe you. I simply don't believe you. Because this keeps happening over and over and over and over and over again. And then you've got clip 15 here. This was the announcement of the failed ceasefire negotiation. And of course, many people are pointing out and noticing that old Jared Kushner, who is not a member of the American government, does not have an official role in the American government, has never been approved by the Senate as any other presidential appointee would, has never even really made it clear what his, top priority is. I mean, he's taken no oath to uphold the, interests of America over anything. He's literally just some dude that's family friends with Benjamin Netanyahu and has been since childhood, and is basically there representing the private Israeli interests, only doing so under the color of the American flag. At least that's the feeling that people get when they see him hardly able to contain a smirk, even though what he's announcing should be embarrassing and a failure and honestly a tragedy, because had these negotiations worked, we probably would have avoided whatever death and destruction comes as a result of the failure of the talk. So here's a guy who just failed to get peace, who just failed in his supposed mission on behalf of America, who just failed to find an off-ramp of what could very well become the deadliest war of all time in an earth-destroying World War III, and he seems unable to contain his glee. Let's watch. So again, people just noticing that while J.D. Vance looks, appropriately dour, appropriately serious about this, Jared Kushner is slinking around in the background like an alien from Signs, grinning and smirking knowingly, along with Steve Witkoff. And of course, remember, Steve Witkoff was being interviewed with Jared Kushner about Gaza and accidentally let it slip that the creation of the Board of Peace and the annexation, essentially, of Gaza into Israel was the fulfillment of, you know, over 2 years of planning. And that's when Jared Kushner kind of gives him the side eye and is like, not really. Don't say that, Steve. It's like, yeah, the war hasn't been going on for 2 years. What he revealed was that not only was the Gaza war the intended outcome of the false flag operation of October 7th, but that war with Iran and America having a Pyrrhic victory and basically being destroyed in our war against Iran, this was always the plan the entire time. And the plan was always to have this conflict become the wider... How long have we been talking about the World War III divisions? I mean, it's been obvious for a while. But everything the American deep state has been engaged in for the last decade has been driving America, NATO, and some of our, you know, controlled countries against Russia, China, and Iran. They've just been driving towards us with everything they've got, everything that we've seen from the Ukraine war to the overthrow of Assad in Syria to the insane genocidal activity in Gaza. It's all been in service of this ultimate clash of civilizations, which is intended to result in mass death, with the outcome eventually being a one-world government of totalitarian control that will exist forever. That's what they're pushing towards, and I'll show you videos on the other side where every Western military leader now is reflecting exactly the same talking points about how we are about to get into a big-time conventional global war. They are making preparations. They do not care what you think about it. They are not asking permission. They are starting World War III. They are burning the world down. They do intend to rule over the ashes. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.